Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I am all in.
I am all in with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
All right, everybody. Hi, Scott Patterson. I am all in minisode pop culture with Riley Palousis. We are going to break down. What are we going to break down, Riley? Take it away.
We are going to break down episode 16. There's the Rub pop culture.
Wonderful.
So.
Wonderful.
Let's get it cracking. Let's rub it
let's,
down.
Let's just, you know, gentlemen and ladies, start your engines.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report. We go now to Walter Cronkite in New York.
Walter Cronkite, this special report. There's been a triple clown pillow sighting taking out of Los Angeles, California. Daniel Romo's standing by.
The clown pillow, you could have seen it when Rory was on the phone, and a side clown pillow at 3113. So check them out, and don't miss clown pillow.
Can we add a little bit to the clown pillow hunt? The grandma cookie jar. Has everybody been noticing we'll put a photo up on the Instagram. The grandma.
I have good news on that front. This is something that Walter Cronkite and his team are already investigating. So there will be special reports.
I'm thrilled to say it. So yes, we need to make sure we are hunting for the clown pillow, the grandma cookie jar, and occasionally the weird painting at the entryway of the house.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not as important as the grandma cookie jar. And
content. You confirm it, these sightings, and I'll get Walter to cover it. It's tough, but I'll get him to do it.
According to NASA scientists, the odds of a triple clown pillow sighting are 500,000,037 to 1. And that's the way it is. This is Walter Cronkite. Good evening.
This has been a special report from New York. We now return you to your regularly scheduled program.
Now, Riley. really? Do you even know who Walter Cronkite is?
They don't know who Walter. Do they know?
I don't.
Don't you?
I don't.
Don't you know?
No. I mean,
Walter Cronkite was the anchor of all anchors.
God.
In the 50s, 60s, and I think maybe part of the 70s.
Here's two YouTube videos you need to look at, and you will understand who Walter Cronkite is. One, you're going to have to Google when JFK was assassinated and watch Walter Cronkite. And then I need you to also Google the moon landing and watch Walter Cronkite. Scott, do you agree?
Walter Cronkite was the most trusted man in America for decades because of the quality of his delivery and his journalism. He never gave his opinion. It was a different era back then. He just reported the news. When I was growing up, news organizations did not give their opinions when I was growing up.
Though, all you need to see is him take those glasses
when
off. And you're like, wow.
Right.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Was that I think that was the moon landing.
No, that was Kennedy was assassinated. When he took the glasses off because he looked up at the clock to see what the time was.
Oh,
it was devastating. It was a devastating piece of historical footage.
Better than CSI glasses taking off?
Do you remember that? What's
CSI? Whenever the punchline came?
CSI Miami, David Caruso took the sunglasses, were a character of their own.
You know what? David Caruso is legendary. I actually did an episode of CSI Miami with him. He's a terrific guy. Yeah, he's a terrific guy. It's called Killer Regrets. I still get residuals from it. I mean, so many years later. That show paid so well. It's amazing.
And pop culture never ends.
And you know, David Caruso and I, here's another story, were up for NYPD Blue at the same time. And it came down to the top five and he was going to get it because he was...
Like the Jimmy Smith part?
Yeah. It was
the David Caruso.
It was originally David Caruso. And David Caruso did a year or two, and then he became kind of a movie star and he left to do movies.
Yeah, because remember he's famous for quitting that show and then having sort of a failed movie career. He should have stuck around on NYPD Blue.
I don't know if he had a failed movie career. I think he did he made his choices and then he came
strong comeback with CSI Miami.
But a terrific actor. I mean, he's just such a remarkably talented guy.
I love CSI Miami was genius.
So I would put Caruso in the category of a Cronkite. He took his glasses off. He didn't flip his sunglasses off, but I get, you know, the gesture. I get it. So
was CSI Riley. A killer experience?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh God, we're off to quite a start.
We are. You want to take a break and towel off and we'll come back. No, go ahead. No, let's do it. Let's rock this.
Speaking of toweling off. Okay. So first off, this one, you let us know if this is a pop culture reference. Not really sure. So first up, we have the Moonies. So Emily says, grabs cucumber water from the spa. And she said, Lorelai says, careful, mom. That's how they got you in the Moonies. Mm-hmm. So the Moonies was founded in 1954. It's called the Unification Church and is classified as a new religious movement and labeled as a cult. So they have an emphasis on marriage, and the reason for Moon's infamous mass weddings, a blessing ceremony in 2009, included 20,000 couples from around the world getting married at the same time. Neil Bush is famous for promoting Moon in Asia and around the United States 2009, and it currently has 1 to 2 million members.
Who's Neil Bush?
Part of the Bush family.
Oh, he's one of the Bushes. Mm-hmm. You know, the Moonies, which is Reverend Sun Young Moon, by the way, the doctor, I think he called himself a doctor. That was my generation's kids growing up, introduction into cults. That's the first cult we ever heard about.
I had never really heard of them until this.
Oh, yeah.
And I kind of am a cult aficionado. I enjoy those documentaries, but this one I was not aware of.
They were very much part of the news cycle for a long time when I was growing up. All you heard about was the Moonies this, Moonies that, the Reverend.
I know Mooning as something else. So
we'll give you that as pop culture. It borders on history, but we'll give it to you.
It's definitely part of pop culture. It was ingrained into the fabric of America.
What's next?
So next. Next up, we have Emily and Lorelai check in once they're arriving at the spa, and Bobby at the front desk says, "Ah, yes, welcome to Birch Grove. My name is Bobby. I have everything all set for you. Do you have luggage?" Lorelai says, "Yes, it's in Luca Brasi's mobile out front." So Lorelai is referring to Luca Brasi,
this one
character
was so
in the
over my head. Sorry, it was totally over my head. But I yeah, just got
guy
it.
Film Godfather.
Got it. Yeah.
So Luca Brasi was portrayed by Lenny Montana and was Don Corleone's quote unquote personal enforcer. We know what that means. The Godfather filming faced pushback from the Italian American Civil Rights League, which was run by Joe Colombo and Frank Sinatra, but they agreed to back the film if they took the word mafia out. So that meant some members were on set while filming. This is why Lenny Montana was on set and cast as Luca Brasi. So he was on set and just cast.
Right. He was like a real dude.
Oh yeah. And do you know why Frank Sinatra was so opposed to using the word mafia? Because in The Godfather, they do tell the story of how Frank Sinatra got out of his original band contract because I think Tommy Dorsey wanted to sign him and make him hugely famous. And that was, and the scene is with the studio head out here, and Robert Duvall comes out to say, give Johnny Fontaine the part, which is really Frank Sinatra the part. And the studio head is like, Johnny Fontaine never gets that picture. And I'm going to tell you why, you know, and he goes into that big speech and then he says, no, get the hell out of here. You know, I don't care if it's Don Corleone, you can't muscle me, you know, this kind of thing. And then Robert Duvall has his goons cut his prize horse's head off and put it in his bed. So the guy wakes up, the studio head wakes up covered in horse blood. And then he sees the horse's head. And then all of a sudden Johnny Fontaine has the picture. So I think Frank Sinatra was justifiably a little perturbed that this story was being told.
Is this real life?
Yeah. That's in The Godfather, but it's a story that came out of real life. Yeah. Yeah.
Who knew? I'm going to have to watch this Godfather one of these days.
I mean, I don't know if the details are exact. Maybe, you know, somebody can email in who knows more about it than I, but that's the rumor that Frank Sinatra,
put a gun
to the head of the band leader and said, either your brains are going to be on that contract or that release or your signature. Make your choice.
How many of us have seen The Godfather? Just one? Oh, you've seen it too. Riley's seen it too.
I've seen it hundreds of times.
Wow.
Hundreds Zero. Of times.
Gives a whole new meaning to getting a Charlie horse in bed.
I don't know what that means.
You don't know that iconic scene where the studio head wakes up and he's like in his satin sheets and they're kind of wet and he like peels them back and there's like blood and he's like, what the heck is this? And then he peels the covers back and he sees the horse's head and he goes, ugh! And he screams and they cut to a wide shot of his mansion and you just hear these screams.
Nothing.
Next thing.
I thought there was sort of a horse and animal house. That's. There's a horse that I remember.
Kind of a different situation, but yeah, there was a horse.
Kind of a different film, different type of film.
Yeah, yeah.
Super secret probation.
But that's an interesting. I mean, if you could do the remake of The Godfather in the spirit of the Animal House, that would be interesting. Ah, summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine. Hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Continuing with the front desk, Emily says, "Well, we intend to leave here completely different people." Lorelai says, "Yes, I'm going to be Ted Nugent." Ted Nugent is a rock musician and guitar showman responsible for a few memorable tunes such as Cat Scratch Fever and Stranglehold. His early band, The Lords, were given the chance to open for The Supremes with Diana Ross in 1962 after they won a local battle of the bands contest. Ted was only 13 years old.
I'm just laughing because Scott, when Riley and I were like reviewing this last night, I'm like, "Can you name some Ted Nugent hit?" And she's like, "I just did." And I was like, "Oh, I literally don't think I've ever heard of Ted Nugent."
Oh, you've heard these songs. You just don't know they're his. That's how Maybe. Big these, like Stranglehold and Cat Scratch Fever. You've heard them many times.
They're in the soundtracks of Superbad, yeah. Entourage, and Friday Night yes. Lights.
Like, oh, I think, okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. I must have heard them.
They have some jamming songs.
I just remember in Ocean's 11, Brad Pitt and George Clooney saying something like, "Ted Nugent wants his shirt back," or something like that. There was a Ted Nugent joke that was solid.
Well, he never wore a shirt when he performed. He wore a loincloth.
Yes.
Oh, am I getting the joke wrong then?
Because he was always, you know, he was a ripped rock star and a great guitar player. Great.
Forgive me then if I got the joke wrong, but I feel like I got it. Anyway, continue, Riley.
No, you got it.
By 2009, he had played over 6,000 concerts and, like I said, spending a great deal of time in loincloth on stage. You don't want to be in the front row for that one. Rory is talking about having a Friday night alone with her mom. It was at the spa. Rory says, "Actually, I was thinking of pulling a kind of hermit thing tonight." Dean says, "Why?" Rory says, "I don't know. J.D. Salinger seems to dig it." J.D. Salinger is the writer of The Catcher in the Rye. Rory's referring to the author's reclusive lifestyle after he published Catcher in the Rye. There's a whole mystery behind Salinger that he was a hermit, but he was seen out in different places with Vogue models, partying with Vivian Leigh, and more. So it's not really recluse. You know?
I definitely read it, but I have no memory of Catcher in the Rye. I definitely read it. I know. I read it in school, and that is nothing. I couldn't even tell you the plot. Nothing.
Holden Caulfield?
No retention of it whatsoever. I know I read it. Nothing. It's a blank space in there on Catcher
I think
the
they're
nothing.
Starting to ban it now in a lot of schools, and that's so sad to hear.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're banning that, yeah.
Salinger once dated the daughter of playwright Eugene O'Neill, but she left him for Charlie Chaplin.
Can you imagine getting dumped for Charlie Chaplin? I mean, it's like, wow.
I literally did a deep dive on Charlie Chaplin the other day for some reason. Like, I just went to town on Wikipedia because I wanted to know, like, are any of his heirs still alive? Like, how old was he? I don't know what inspired this. I don't know why I did that.
Is Geraldine Chaplin still alive?
Yeah, there's a ton of children and grandchildren, and the Chaplin name continues.
Yeah.
I think I wanted to know what Charlie Chaplin looked like when he wasn't with that, you know, Charlie Chaplin look.
And? Did you find out?
Normal. Yeah. Average dude. Average. Your regular old black and white dude.
Right.
Because there's only black and white photos.
Ordinary black and white dude.
No color.
The most gifted physical comedian in the history of the world, but just a normal dude. That's why he was so gifted. He was unassuming.
So Jess runs into Dean as he's leaving. Jess says, oops, you're doing that towering over thing, huh? I tell you, you really got that down. It helps that you're 12 feet tall, but this Frankenstein scowl really adds to the whole. Rory says, Jess. Jess says, okay, I'm going. Look, man, I really just dropping off some food, so don't get all West Side Story on me, okay?
I mean,
so first
Riley,
we go to Frankenstein.
First of all, the fact that we discovered something about Frankenstein has blown my mind. Riley,
no.
Reveal it. It blew our minds.
What?
Okay, so this is crazy. Frankenstein isn't the creature. It's the doctor.
It's so
Dr.
weird.
Dr. Victor Frankenstein.
Isn't it Frankenstein?
Probably, but the fact that anytime I've ever seen a picture of the monster, I was like, oh, there's Frankenstein. But no, that's not correct.
That is correct. It's called the Frankenstein monster. That is correct.
Know.
That's Frankenstein is associated with, that's the monster's name.
Yes,
it's Frankenstein.
I don't know.
You're saying, well, then what is the monster's name? Hal?
Monster.
The creature didn't
monster.
Receive a name.
No name.
The creature didn't receive a name because
Teddy?
After sparking it into life, Frankenstein realized that creating it was a mistake. So it's just referred to as creature.
No name.
It's
just... John Doe.
Frankenstein.
John Doe.
We've all been blowing it for John Doe. Yeah, we've been blowing it for a really long time.
My
that
God.
Dude had no name. His name is not Frankenstein. From what we researched and learned last night, it was
that
like,
is fascinating.
What?
So if I tell somebody Frankenstein, I have to correct them now. It's not the
and
monster,
Google,
it's the doctor.
Correct. If you Google Frankenstein, you get a photo of Dr. Frankenstein from the original movie or whatever.
Can you give me... It's Alive. Can you give me one of those? It's Alive.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Riley,
can you do that?
Can you do it?
Can Easton, can you find that clip from the Gene Wilder, the Mel Brooks film, Frankenstein? Young Frankenstein?
Oh, that's Young Frankenstein.
Oh, no,
right.
The original film has a great It's Alive, which is based. It's Alive. You know, can we get one from every. Amy, can you do one? Just wait a minute. Let me help you. Imagine the monster animating. He's
okay.
Animating. He's coming to life. He's, you know, and then you see it and you're Dr. Frankenstein. What do you say? Wow. Good. Riley, give me an It's Alive.
It's Alive.
Look at that. Wow. You dug deep on that one, sister.
Thank
wow.
you.
Now I'm getting flashbacks of, I went to UC Berkeley and I took film classes, which is a whole, we'll go into that another day, but. Mm-hmm. Nosferatu.
Ooh,
you guys know what that is?
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
I had to watch
but
Nosferatu.
That's a vampire. That's a vampire.
Yeah, it's like Dracula, I think.
That's terrible.
I had to watch that movie 15 times.
Terrible.
And I didn't like it any of the times. Just also hard to keep my eyes open. It was kind of boring.
Yeah, it's not the kind of thing you invite the girls over and, you know, have junk food. And so let's watch Nosferatu.
It was no Poltergeist. It was no Nightmare on Elm Street.
So other films featuring Frankenstein include Young Frankenstein, which we mentioned last week, Scooby-Doo, the Reluctant Werewolf, Van Helsing, Frankenweenie, and the 1968 Beatles movie Yellow Submarine featured a scene with the Frankenstein monster drinking a potion becoming John Lennon.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
It's Alive.
Wow, wow, wow. It's Alive.
I say that every time I wake up.
West Side Story. So now West Side Story.
West Side Story is a musical from 1957 that was adapted into a film in 1961 and then recently redone in 2021.
Steven Spielberg just got an Oscar nomination for it.
He did for directing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good
and
for him.
One of the, there's a, he's got a few nominations.
Yeah, one of the supporting actress, I forget her name and
yeah.
smacked
yeah, the
me
one
around
that
for that.
Saturday Night Live, right?
Yeah. The supporting actress.
Yeah.
She's been getting a lot of attention.
Yeah.
A lot of awards, nominations. Good for her.
I've never seen West Side Story, either of them.
Right. You know what? Let's get her
Have
name.
You?
We should say her name. She deserves,
yes.
She deserves name recognition at this point, for God's sake.
Yeah, she just got nominated, and she's the one who hosted SNL. She definitely hosted SNL.
Really? Wonder who that is.
But while Scott looks that up, I've never seen West Side Story. Have you, Riley? I've never seen any of them.
I have not seen West Side Story.
You've never seen the original West Side Story?
Nope.
Oh,
nope.
My goodness.
I just like TV so much more than movies. So for me, I'm just like,
really?
I watch so much television.
I'm the opposite.
The film was dedicated to Steven Spielberg's dad, Arnold Spielberg, who died at 103.
I've seen all the Saw movies, though, Scott.
You cultured slob, you. Look at you over there.
I'm here for you. Saw all the Saws. Even the Chris Rock Saw. I saw that.
How was that, by the way?
Not good.
You know, I heard it was not the
I love
greatest.
That he tried because he was such a fan of the movies, but no.
The producers are milking that thing for all they can.
Sorry, back on something important. West Side Story. What is her name?
And my favorite person in the whole wide world, Audrey Hepburn.
Oh, yes.
The star of Funny Face and Breakfast at Tiffany's was originally asked to play the lead character of Maria, but Natalie Wood ended up starring as Maria.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Natalie Wood was so great in that. I can't imagine anyone else playing that role, even Audrey Hepburn. I think Audrey Hepburn was just too, I don't know, she just seemed too sophisticated and almost royal for that role.
Yeah.
Natalie Wood was perfect for that role because she seemed like she was of the people. She had that kind of beauty, but she wasn't, you know, there was no air of, what's the word I'm looking for? She just seemed more accessible than Audrey Hepburn.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like the opposite of highfalutin. Down to earth. I don't know. What is that woman's name that was nominated for the Oscar for West Side Story?
I've got to listen. Oh, Ariana DeBose.
Yep, that's right. Yep.
Ariana DeBose has landed an Academy Award nomination. Man, she must be over the moon. Well, good for her. Good for her. I love these stories where people just, you know, they get in these great films and get nominated. Wonderful. Dune did big too, and Power of the Dog. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, going to the Academy Awards, you'll probably take a limo, which takes us to our next pop culture reference.
Let's go. You know, we should all go. And we should get on the red carpet.
I can't ride in limos. I get so car sick.
We got to take a limo, but we should go.
I have to ride in the front.
And then, does Seacrest do the red carpet anymore at the Oscars?
Nope.
No?
Nope. But Sam Rubin does from KTLA Channel 5.
That's our connection. That's my guy.
Your buddy Sam.
He's not going to say, who the hell are you and what are you doing here, and call security.
No.
He's going to interview
us. He'd be happy to see you. Yeah.
All right, let's go. Let's go.
No. Only if Scott Silly walks in.
Who?
I'd literally rather watch 10 episodes of Gilmore Girls than watch the Oscars.
No, not watch. Go to the Oscars.
I'd rather watch 10 episodes of Gilmore Girls in my bed than go to
the
Oscars.
The way you do it is you go to you go and then you stay for a couple minutes and then you leave and then you just go to the parties afterwards.
And you hit the Vanity Fair party. I got to get myself an invite to that.
Well, there you go. Let's go. Let's all go. We're the iHeart, you know, we're the I Am All In team. And I think we're going to look fabulous. We're going
to
look good.
I'm just excited to go in a movie theater again. Riley, have you gone in a movie theater in the last 2 years?
I did actually go into a movie theater.
What did you see?
It was like The Wife of the Bodyguard or The Bodyguard's Wife.
Oh, the Ryan Reynolds thing?
Yeah.
I have not been in a movie in 2 years, almost to the day. The last movie I saw was, and I love Ben Affleck, but this was a bad Ben Affleck movie. He's like a basketball coach.
Oh, God.
Yep. That was my last movie. I can't wait to go back to the movie theater. Yeah. I love the movie theater.
Yeah, that was that was not a good film.
It's not a good movie. The way back, or just something bad.
Wait, what were we just talking about?
Driving Miss Daisy.
No, what were we just talking about? who were you mentioning before we got on this Ben Affleck thing?
Ryan Reynolds.
You know, that guy, you just never see him. You never see him around. He's under the radar.
I love him so much.
He should come out more, and he should do more things, you know, because you
that
never see the guy.
That movie he did where it was like a computer game was actually totally entertaining.
Every time I turn around, I see Ryan Reynolds.
On a commercial for like a cellular service.
I mean, it's endless. It's like him. It's him, The Rock. The Rock is always taking people into his gym, and this is how I pump my arms. When is Anthony Hopkins going to take us around his gym and show us how he pumps? How?
Never,
when? When is this going to happen?
I also have some bad news. I've never seen Driving Miss Daisy.
Oh, really? Excellent film. Excellent. What was it? Morgan Freeman and Jessica Tandy? Is it Jessica Tandy?
And weirdly, mm-hmm. Dan Aykroyd's in there.
Dan Aykroyd mm-hmm. was an excellent thespian. He's excellent. Mm-hmm. Everything he does.
I've seen the clips. I've never seen the whole thing.
Really great actor, that guy. Very versatile.
What do you got about it, Riley?
What do you got for us? What do you got over there with the Driving Miss Daisy that you're talking about? Let's go.
So convinced that she would lose out. We were talking about Jessica Tandy. She made a $100 bet with her manager that she would not win the Oscar that night. And she did, in fact, win the Oscar that night. Mm-hmm. Morgan Freeman sadly did not win, but he did win a Golden Globe for his performance. And it's said to kind of like skyrocket his career mm-hmm. after that.
I love Morgan Freeman.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I love when he plays the president in Deep Impact. That's how I love my Morgan Freeman. He sacrifices himself in that movie, I think.
Very commanding presence. Mm-hmm. Very commanding presence. And an easy presence. You know, he's not like forcing himself on people. He doesn't need to.
Right. He's just, that's right. So understated.
He just opens his mouth and out comes that voice. And there you go.
So a little quote from Driving Miss Daisy. Thought this was funny. Miss Daisy says, "Did you have air conditioning checked? I told you to have your air conditioning checked." And Hoke says, "I had the air conditioning checked. I don't know what for. You never allow me to turn it on."
summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Next up, we have Lorelai explains to her plans for the spa weekend to Rory. Lorelai says, Rory, you have to do something bad when mommy's out of town.
Oh, yeah.
It's the law.
Yeah.
You've seen Risky Business, right? Now, I'm not asking for prostitution ring, but somehow a floating craps game or something. So Risky Business is a film starring Tom Cruise from 1983. Tom plays Joel, who's at home alone and gets into trouble when a lady of the night.
Seen it.
Rebecca De Mornay.
Yeah, Rebecca De Mornay.
Comes over and brings her friends.
De Mornay.
Right.
You said De Mornay.
Tom Cruise.
But that's
said,
okay.
Yes.
De Mornay.
You're fine with how you said it. I defend
Rebecca
you.
De Mornay.
De Mornay.
De Mornay.
De Mornay.
De Mornay.
Yeah.
De Mornay.
In De Mornay. No, I'm sorry.
She was amazing in Hand That Rocks the Cradle, but I've also seen Risky Business.
I saw her at a restaurant once sitting with a bunch of people and everybody was wearing black turtlenecks. They looked so cool.
Really?
They
I love a black turtleneck sweater. I don't love a black turtleneck.
It was wintertime and they were so sleek and so cool that it was just like, wow. I think everybody in the restaurant was just staring at them the entire time and they didn't notice anybody. They were too cool to notice.
Risky Business was a good movie that led
Tom
Cruise
it was
to do.
A great movie.
It's a good movie, but great I love film. Tom Cruise. I love Top Gun. Top Gun. I will definitely be in a movie theater to watch Top Gun Maverick and the new Jurassic Park. I gotta do it. I'm so pumped.
Wait a minute. So Risky Business was such a beautifully cast film. Every role was perfectly cast. And what a script. Oh my God. Goodness. What a
and then
great
that
film.
Iconic scene where he slides in with his underwear and his shirt and his Ray-Bans. That's been like, you know, the inspiration for so many different Halloween costumes over the years, like David Arquette dressed as Joel in Never Been Kissed. Mm-hmm. And actually the sunglasses Joel wears are Ray-Ban Wayfarers. Those are the model. The annual sales for them skyrocket 2,000% after the movie release.
And I think the same thing happened when they did Top Gun, the Ray-Ban Aviator.
Right. Right.
Yes, and I remember when those Wayfarers were the hottest things ever.
You remember when Joe Pantoliano is the pimp in this film? Guido the killer pimp? Oh my God. Just fantastic. Just such a great performance.
Kind of cool if you zoom in, childhood photographs of Tom Cruise can be seen in the living room.
Oh, I enjoy that touch.
Yeah. So next up, we have Lorelai and Emily go out to dinner outside of the spa. Lorelai says, I just love the idea of shrimp cocktail with a steak dinner. You know, it's so Casino, Big Joe, steak and shrimp. Hey, save some for the winner there. Casino is a film from 1995 directed by Martin Scorsese about mobsters who moved to Las Vegas to make their mark. It's very much about the casinos and mobs in 1970s and 80s, starring Robert De Niro, Joe Pesci, and Sharon Stone.
Sharon Stone's fashion in that movie is so epic.
So the costume budget for the film was $1 million. Robert De Niro had 70 different costumes throughout the film, and Sharon Stone had 40, yeah. And both were able to keep the costumes afterwards.
Ah. Her clothes were so cool.
Did you see the film? Did anybody see the film?
No.
You didn't? Oh, okay. Because I tell you, I was screaming at the screen. Do not marry that woman. Bobby D, don't do it. And he did it. Didn't take my advice.
I apologize for my lack of seeing films.
You said you're not a film person, you're a TV person.
Yeah, I've been spending my life watching television since 1974.
No, that's nobody's holding that against you.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of TV though.
Okay. All right, we're going to get into that.
We'll get there. Keep going, Riley.
So the last little fact in Casino, the F word is said 435 times, including in the narration, 2.4 times per minute on average. The record was later broken by The Wolf of Wall Street in 2013, which had close to 600 uses of the F word.
Really?
Wow.
I just saw that again the other night. Really? 600. Wow. That's a lot.
600. Wow. That's effing crazy.
We've said it, I believe, zero times on the show.
We're not potty mouths over here.
I think I've maybe said the B word, and I've said the SH word maybe.
You know what? I'd say you need a little mouthwash out a little bit. A little bar soap.
I'm telling you.
You're the one. It's not us.
Do moms still do that? Is that still a thing?
Oh my gosh. My mom did that. She would do that, and she'd be like, ready? You're washing your mouth out with soap. And I was so rude. I would just go, do it. Do it.
Go away.
Anyways, fun fact. So that's it for your pop culture.
Oh, wonderful. Bravis.
Well done, Riley. Well done. Thank you.
This is kind of becoming a thing, right?
It's so fun. Huh?
Andy, what do you think? You happy?
Yeah, give it a...
Does the fan base seem to like this separate episode minisode?
They
like it, right?
Yeah, because it's just we were going on too long. It's easier to split it up. Yeah.
When they forced John Rockefeller to break up Standard Oil, he broke it up into 24 different pieces, and it was the best thing
he ever did. That's what we did.
That's when we broke it up into three pieces.
All right. Until next time. Bye.
All right, everybody.
Guys.
Thank you. That's going to do it for Pop Culture. Riley Pelusis.
Scott.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank me?
Amy's thank phone
you.
Just
did you just fall over? You look like you just keeled over. Are you okay?
She's on relief.
I'm on my phone today, and I'm not on my computer. I'll be back on my computer. But
I have two words for you. Strawberry daiquiri. Is that what's going on over there? The poolside, this entire thing.
I'm just in my yard, and there's like a leaf in my screen because I had to prop it up on a tulip.
You look like you're on vacation. It's fantastic.
I look like I'm in Jurassic Park.
All right. Anyway, so that's going to do it for another minisode of our wonderful new band, Riley Pelusis and the Minisodes, the Pop Cultures. All right. That was fun. Best fans on the planet. Thanks for downloading. Thank you, Riley. Thank you, Amy. And we will see you next time. Don't forget, follow us on Instagram at IAmAllInPodcast and email us at Gilmore@iHeartRadio.com. Oh, you Gilmore fans, if you're looking for the best cup of coffee in the world, go to my website for my company, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com. Grade 1 specialty coffee.
Summer, the best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.